Hello, you're watching Proactive. I'm joined by Vault Capital CEO Eric Benz. Eric, congratulations on your recent appointments as CEO of Vault, and you've clearly been driving a lot of activity over the last 2 weeks. You've announced another Bitcoin purchase, and that takes you up to a total of 135 Bitcoin. What does this mean for Vault's long-term strategy?
Well, thank you so much, Stephen. It's a pleasure to be here. And, when we crossed the 100 Bitcoin mark, it wasn't just a nice round number. It was a line in the sand. It told the market, we're not here to dabble. We're here to build the largest, most disciplined Bitcoin treasury in the UK. Now, with our latest purchase, every acquisition follows the same principle. Move fast when funds clear, keep the accumulation process disciplined, and grow operating lines that produce BTC as well as hold it. In just the past few weeks, we've proven the model. We closed a targeted capital raise of about £6 million, £4.2 million of that from our subscription round, and deployed those funds almost immediately into Bitcoin. No waiting, no indecision. Execution is in our DNA. This is the playbook we'll run again and again: raise capital strategically, deploy without delay, grow the treasury, and build real BTC-yielding operations alongside it.
Eric, what does the involvement of Aura and David Craven bring to Vaults?
Absolutely. Part of the ex part of executing at this level is surrounding the business with people who've been here before. David Craven brings over 30 years of leadership across both public and private companies, steering major expansions and exits. Aura's experience runs back to Bitcoin's earliest days. They've seen the full arc of the industry and bring not just capital, but deep practical knowledge. Their involvement isn't just a voice of confidence, it's a force multiplier. They strengthen governance, open doors to new networks, whilst always accelerating growth, and provide the kind of strategic firepower you can't buy off the shelf.
Earlier this week, we saw you appointed Adam Mazeri. Can you tell us more about the advisory board and what it brings to the company?
So we've been very deliberate in constructing our advisory board. This isn't window dressing. It's a team that sharpens our strategy and protects our governance as we scale. Adam Mazeri, a leading Bitcoin lawyer and CEO of BlockPass, brings unmatched insight into regulatory compliance, a critical asset as laws evolve globally. Mark Tavener, an expert in launching and scaling digital asset platforms, has already influenced our operational roadmap. And Hans-Henrik Hoffmeyer, with his deep financial services and tech background, bring a global lens on scalability and positioning. Each one adds a distinct capability: legal precision, platform execution, and operational scalability, creating a brain trust that supports our long-term vision.
Looking a bit broader, Eric, how does the Bitcoin treasury support day-to-day operations and growth?
Our Bitcoin treasury isn't just a static store of value. It's a strategic asset that underwrites resilience and optionality. It allows us to move fast on opportunities, buffer against market swings, and reinforce investor confidence. Cash that sits idle loses value. We don't let that happen. As soon as capital clears, it's deployed, either into BTC accumulation or operational growth. That's what allows us to keep momentum even in volatile markets.
Eric, you yourself have deep experience in BTC and digital assets. From your experience, where's the sector going in the long term and what's the future?
Well, having spent years building strategies and raising capital in the digital asset space, I've learned two core truths: discipline wins and execution matters. Bitcoin is moving steadily towards its role as a global borderless store of value, digital gold. The infrastructure around it is catching up very fast. Better custody, ETF products, and banking integrations are making institutional adoption not just possible, but inevitable. Vault is positioned right in that slipstream. We're not just buying BTC, we're building hash rate exposure and forming partnerships that produce it. That dual track approach, accumulation plus production, is how you stay relevant for decades, not just quarters.
How does this increased institutional acceptance change Vault's strategy?
Absolutely. So this shift toward institutional adoption is one of the most important developments in Bitcoin's history. The SEC's approval of spot Bitcoin ETFs in 2024 was a watershed moment, opening the door for corporate treasuries to treat BTC as a legitimate reserve asset. But here's the reality: legacy financial systems are still slow. Settlements drag, KYC takes days, and treasury teams feel those frictions every day. That's where our model shines. We've designed Vaults to remove execution delays, to be the fortress treasury that can act without hesitation. Our recent raise and BTC purchase are proof points. We don't just talk about institutional readiness, we're living it.
Eric, finally, could you tell us about the operating business and how Vault's plans to generate revenue beyond holding Bitcoin?
Absolutely. So Vaults is Bitcoin native at its core. Our revenue model is built on participating in the Bitcoin network, acquiring hash rate through cloud mining arrangements, selectively adding hardware where it's efficient, and partnering with proven operators. The goal is pretty simple: multiple BTC production channels feeding into the treasury. That makes us more than just a balance sheet. It makes us an operating company with scalable, diversified revenue base. We differentiate ourselves in three ways. Our capital structure is designed for agility, our operations generate Bitcoin instead of just storing it, and our team has the expertise to execute in both capital markets and the Bitcoin ecosystem.
Eric, I hope you'll continue to keep us updated on your progress. Thank you very much for speaking with us today.
Thank you so much. It's a pleasure.
Eric Benz, the CEO of Vaults Capital.